I want you to imagine that you're at your favorite computer store. You're slowly walking around and you're glancing down at the laptops. A company representative approaches and asks if you need assistance. You kindly respond, "I'm interested in this laptop. What type of discount could I get?" We're waiting for the glorious response of saving money. Unfortunately, we don't need to hear anymore. We know the definition of the word unfortunately, and more so, we have negative experiences because unfortunately is often associated with bad news. You love this laptop, so you're not scared away by the potential loss of a discount. But as you've been walking throughout the store and glancing at the laptops, you haven't been able to actually see what's on the screen. And here's why. The laptop screens are positioned at a precise 76 degrees. When you're in store shopping and looking at these laptops, they're angled just the right way so you can identify text, graphics, and any generic activity, but not angled enough where you can observe the laptop's finer qualities. These two tactics are often used by electronic stores because we're more likely to purchase a good once there's not bad news associated with it and once we've touched it, played with it, and used it, because 76 degrees gets the company their fees. Once we've touched, played, smelled, and breathed on that laptop, we are indirectly marketing that laptop for that company, because the most persuasive thing we could do is show that other people are doing it too. Basic peer pressure. You're now the person using that laptop, which makes it much more desirable. What if you were offered that discount? That discount would likely be available for a limited time, a highly persuasive tool known as time pressure. Time pressure is a type of psychological stress that occurs when there is less time available than needed to complete a task. Time pressure often occurs in our lives. You're seated in front of your computer and you're ordering concert tickets for your favorite artist. The website says you have 2 minutes and 56 seconds remaining to complete your order. 55 seconds. 54 seconds. Here's how most people respond. We rush to grab our wallet, we pull out our credit card, and we type fast. We misspell our name. Panic, fear, and anxiety, all over the Backstreet Boys. You're sitting in a restaurant, and the server approaches and asks, "Are we ready to order?" Everyone at the table smiles and nods, but you're not ready. And then you say those 10 detrimental words, "Go ahead and order, I'll be ready," after everyone else. You just added time pressure to your decision-making process. It's obvious that for marketing and sales teams, behavioral insights and message framing is advantageous for business growth and possibly designing a better user experience. But there's an additional advantage of potentially saving lives. During recent research about hurricane names, we've learned that Hurricane Sandy, Hurricane Maria, and Hurricane Katrina are just too nice of names. We all have an Aunt Sandy or a neighbor named Maria, and we don't like to associate them with a terrifying hurricane. Okay, I won't speak for all neighbors. But we've learned that if we were to take a traditional hurricane name and change the name to something a little more terrifying, like Hurricane Hellbender, Hurricane Circe, or Hurricane Hannibal, people are more likely to evacuate. How likely are you to evacuate for the approaching Hurricane Deathtron 3000? Message framing, words, and names have the ability to alter our perceptions and potentially save lives. Thank you. Thank you.